We were deeply honoured to welcome President Catherine Connolly to our service. It's a very special occasion for our children, families and staff, and we were so proud to showcase the work that we do every day to support young children in our community through learning, play and care.
Childcare facilities are at the heart of every community. You have a unfortunately not so unique set of challenges here now, and that's that the building has defective concrete.
Yeah, absolutely. Today's visit was especially meaningful as President visited, previously spent time here with us last September, and she saw firsthand the challenges we were facing due to defective concrete blocks in the building. Her willingness to listen to our concerns made a real difference to our staff and families.
And how were the children whenever she came? Was there much excitement?
So excitement. When we first found out that she was coming, they have talked about nothing else. And then today, they were just so delighted to see her. So delighted to see her.
And finally, I suppose childcare is very heavily regulated. You know, you'll have the likes of Pubble, Tisla and all coming to visit. Is there concerns there that with the defective concrete, like how does that impact your inspections?
Well, I suppose it's the added thing. We have annual safety checks with our engineer, and we have to get a letter just to say that we're safe to open the doors. So we forward that to Tisla, and it's available for them to see in their inspection. We have forwarded it on to Pubble when we get it every year, and obviously insurance as well. So you know, it's just an added thing that we have to do. But
and you know, Roman, people sometimes will go down the route of a glorified babysitter when it comes to childcare facilities,
absolutely,
which is such
not.
A
absolutely a not. You know, it was so good to get President Connolly to come today because it actually showcased the work that we do, and we are a vital service to the community in everything that we do. We, you know, from very early years to preparing them for school, it's a vital service to have.
And the paperwork involved in that as well always goes unnoticed.
Yeah, massive, massive amount of paperwork, and more and more as the years go on, but it needs to be done.
So the Minister Norman Foley was also invited?
Yeah, no, we, myself and my assistant manager have been sending out letters to all politicians just to keep the defective blocks issue alive. We actually have also invited Minister Norma Foley to visit the service to view the defective blocks and engage with us on how we can move forward. Obviously opportunities to speak directly about challenges are rare, so we value every chance to highlight the issues impacting our children, families and staff.
And have you heard back yet?
No.